Jessica Heater is in for a kōrero here on Pākehiwaha. Altogether Autism has been working alongside Kanoro Takiwātanga Consultants on a new resource project. Jessica is the kaiwhakahaere of Kanoro, and she's from Ngāti Ueoneone, Ngāpui, Ngāti Tara, Ngāti Kau, and is a lawyer based in Kirikiri Roa. But she's spent most of her time on Waitangi Tribunal jurisdiction, but she's also wants to ensure Crown agencies and organisations are committed to treaty obligations to our people. She's with us for a kōrero about her mahi. Jessica, thank you for joining us on Pākehiwa. Ko tēnei.
Tēnā koe,
hey, Jessica, thanks very much. Well, look, firstly, maybe you could tell us a little about your consultants, kaupapa, Kanoro. What's the backdrop to this kaupapa before we talk about helping us to understand autism and how prevalent it is within our community and how we can talk with those who have the condition? So what's Kanoro all about?
Oh, tēnā koe o tira, tēnā koutou katoa e hakarongo mai ana kia hau. Ko te kaupapa o Kanoro, it's about being able to ensure that our whānau on the journey of living with takiwātanga, which is the kupu Māori for autism, to ensure that they're well supported through our mahi. So our journey started when our son Te Arere was diagnosed with takiwātanga. He's 7 now, and Te Arere was diagnosed when he was about 2.5. So we've been on the journey for a few years, and if you do hear some screaming in the back, that is Te Arere because you've called us right before school drop-off, so don't be alarmed if you do hear that. And I think it really came from our engagement with the system in every sector, the disability, health, education. We soon realised that it wasn't really fit for our whānau. We realised also that those experiences that we were having weren't only ours, they were experienced commonly amongst whānau Māori, so we realised that responsibility to turn our experience into an opportunity to further help others that are experiencing similar challenges. And that's why we developed Kanoro. You're asking about what is Kanoro. So I think there's the easiest way to explain it is that there's two levels to it. The first and most important level for us is about supporting whānau to be empowered, self-determined, advocates that are on similar journeys to us. And we can do that in a number of ways by information sharing, navigation of services, advocacy. That's me wearing my lawyer hat on, as you said. And then the other one is there's a bit of a bigger agenda there, and it's trying to change the way in which professionals support our whānau, giving them culturally responsive skills and tools to ensure that our taonga, our gifted taonga takiwātanga, are well supported on their journeys as well as their whānau.
Well, tēnā koe. And tell that he can make as much noise as he likes in the background. We're all comfortable with it. This is Māori radio, and we're used to having kids, just being kids in the background. Look, autism is a kaupapa in Te Māori that we don't talk about as much as we should. It's more prevalent than we realise, but autism comes in so many different forms. You can't pigeonhole it, can you? Because the experiences of individuals and therefore whānau differ so markedly across the country. How has it been appreciated to have a taha Māori interweave into the way we might prepare resources to tautoko those who have the condition and their whānau?
I think for so long, because if we think about our tūpuna generally and how we viewed disability as a whole, we never had things like autism, ADHD. Disability wasn't even a thing. It was just a part of human diversity, and that's how that's how we operated as hapū, as iwi. It was well accepted. It was well advanced. our whānau, we're able to focus on the strengths of our tangata whaikaha, or our whānau with lived experience of disability, to ensure that they have the opportunity to contribute to their hapū, but also inclusively participate within that community. And I think because takiwātanga is quite a new word, nā pāpā kere mihi ana kia ia I hanga I tēnei kupu, Big Mahi Te Papa Kiri, who created Te Reo Hāpai, which is the Māori language glossary that provides us with these beautiful kupu like takiwātanga, arorere tini is another one, which is ADHD. But people often think that because these kupu are new, the concept of takiwātanga is new, but kua hea te rawhakaro. Our whānau, our tupuna have been living with takiwātanga for many generations. It's just about trying to pull out that mātauranga and understanding how that can guide us on our journeys. You are right, it's quite prevalent, particularly in our whānau Māori today, and that's why it's so important to be able to have this mātauranga, this whakaaro Māori, te ao Māori approaches to support our whānau and our taonga on these journeys.
It's important to have this Māori perspective. How has Altogether Autism reacted to having people like yourself sharing new kupu to them? It's a new one to me and perhaps to many of our kaiwhakarongo I te atanei, takiwātanga. But how have they reacted to having an opportunity to bring resources together? And I know that the autism whānau have been, and professionals have been having wānanga to discuss creation of culturally sensitive community resources, and you're in the survey side of that mahi at the moment. But how has Altogether Autism appreciated having this taha Māori focus so that you can work better collectively?
That's been great, and E tika mai te kumihi kia Jamie Lee Timoti. Nāna I timata I te whanaungatanga I Wanganui a Kanorau me Altogether Autism. I just want to mihi to Jamie Lee. She's actually the one that we've developed a relationship over the years with Altogether Autism before we even formally established Kanorau, and was on board with us to understand that the systems generally, they don't work for our people. In terms of disability, it looks at autism from a really medical deficit perspective. It focuses on all of the inabilities of our taonga, you know, the lack of communication, the lack of social interaction. Those sorts of characteristics are what is verbalised, and that often comes through in the resourcing as well. And so by virtue of whanaungatanga and us developing Kanorau more formally and stepping into the space and sharing the mātauranga that we have as a whānau, they were keen to get on board to say we actually need to spread this whakaaro wider and start developing some resources. Because they too themselves, they understand that real medical model of disability is quite entrenched in our disability system. And how can we then create avenues to share positive kōrero that whakanui a ia rākau taonga, that celebrates our taonga, that ensures that they thrive and flourish and characterises them in a way that is empowering and mana-enhancing for them.
Tēnā koe, Jessica. What about people who don't have autism? Do you think we need more resources, more focus, so we understand the condition better? And it comes in so many forms, it's hard to point to one. But I mean, empathy, compassion, understanding, all of these may be tools for us when we are in the company of or in the classroom with somebody who does have autism.
Absolutely. I ka tautoko au tērā kōrero. The responsibility is not only on the ones that are supporting our taonga, but it's on the community as a whole. If we want our communities to be accessible and inclusive, we need to make some changes in how we look at our taonga, how we describe them, how we characterise them. It's important that they're given the opportunity to feel included and involved. And it wasn't long ago that, you know, it's as simple as changing the way that we the terminologies that we use when we talk about them, things like disorder, disease, illness, all of those sorts of terms are really still quite entrenched in how disability is described. And if we can move away and use beautiful kupu like takiwātanga, and that derives from tōku tōna anō takiwā, in his, her, their own time and space. And if you think about any taonga, or if you've had an engagement with someone that lives with takiwātanga, they truly are in their own time and space. And so one way that we do that, particularly with Te Arere at his kura, is we will have wānanga with the kids. And that's as simple as giving them the opportunity to ask questions. Why does Te Arere block his ears in class fire? Why does Te Arere get to climb on the big kids' playground if he's not at a big kid's age? And giving them the opportunity to understand how takiwātanga can impact his day-to-day activities, because I think that's where the fear comes from, is not understanding exactly what takiwātanga is. And like you say, every single taonga experiences it differently. It's just about bringing awareness to it, I think.
And I love the way you use the word taonga, because that's really what we're talking about here. It seems to me that resources, obviously for our takiwātanga, are needed, but so are these resources. And I think you paint a very valuable picture there, because some kids might not understand in the classroom. They're classmates. They mix all the time. But we can all grow and learn from understanding the challenges others face. Not in a heavy-handed way, far from, but as we sort of work on resources here in the autism space, has there been a push to provide those resources, as both on the one hand to those taonga who have takiwātanga, but also for their classmates perhaps who don't?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think particularly under Kanoro, the education sector is where a majority of our work sits at the moment. And that's because, you know, there's a misinterpretation of what takiwātanga is. There needs to be a bit of skill development for our kaiako to adequately support them. And that goes outside of just being able to support that one taonga. Like I said, we've got to remember that a kaiako has 29 other kids in their classroom. Well, I don't know if that's right, but it looks like 29 anyway when we go in. And so they've got to teach all of those other kids, as well as the diverse needs of our taonga that are also in their classroom. And so if we can give them resources and opportunities to teach the classroom as a whole, that's a perfect opportunity for us to do that, particularly through this resource development. And we've been very fortunate to have a number of kaiako involved in the wānanga that we've been having, particularly in relation to this kaupapa with Altogether Autism, to be able to share their whakaaro on what they think would be particularly useful for them in that space.
Hey, Jessica, thank you. Thanks for talking with us about this. Any idea how many Māori might have takiwātanga? Or is that what, do you have it or you live with it? How do you describe it?
I think I describe it as living with it. The reason why we use the word taonga is Maksimea he tino taonga e nei tamariki, tamaariki. These children are real taonga, and they've been gifted to us for a reason. And I believe that it's truly just a part of human diversity. It's not just a neurological disorder and how it's medically described. And that's why we live in a different way. Everyone experiences life different, and our taonga just have different challenges that they live with as well. In terms of the prevalence, there's actually no data systems within Aotearoa that captures, particularly even Māori, that live with takiwātanga. The way in which they capture that data is by means of using our international model to determine the prevalence. So that's always been a big issue, because if you don't know exactly how many of our whānau are living with it, how can we then use that data as a reasoning to then create services to effectively support them. We just get them at the back end to say, hey, there's this amount of whānau that need help. So we're kind of being reactive rather than proactive at the moment. But that's just the system that we operate in. And unfortunately, out of our control.
Do you know anything about the origins of Taki Watanga? Is it genetically transferred? I mean, if you've got other tamariki, Jessica, do they have the condition? Or is it somewhat random?
Yeah, that's been a big question that our whānau always are interested in, what causes it, because then that comes from, you know, a lot of whānau go through the process of blaming themselves, actually, and I think my first initial response to that would be, it is not your fault, and that comes from the perspective of something being wrong with our taonga, but nothing is wrong with them. They are special, they are unique, they are valued. And that's just because of the negative stigma that surrounds autism at the moment. when we talk about causes, there's been a lot of research, and I'm no PDH holder or researcher, but there has been a lot of research around where the origins of Taki Watanga does come from. One has been genetics. But also another one has been environmental factors. But again, there's no solid, this is the right answer. What researchers have said to date and what the literature says is that it could be a combination of either genetics or environmental factors when we think about that. But what I would say is that if we're focusing on the cause of where the Taki Watanga comes from, then we're falling into that trap of that medical model, I suppose. If we look at it from the perspective of that he tino taonga tēnei tamaiti, they're a gift from our atua, and accepting that and acknowledging that they have value in themselves, then we move away from that kind of whakaro.
Tēnā koe. You're just doing surveys as you collate some kaupapa for resources for both whānau and for those who have the condition. How can our listeners contribute or just bring us up to speed with where that kaupapa is at, please, Jessica?
Yeah, so we have a website, kanoro.org.nz. You can have a look on there, and there's a link in terms of the resources that we have. There's also a link on the Altogether Autism website with the survey, where if you want to be a part of the kaupapa, you can fill out the survey. Or tomorrow at 10 a.m. we're having an online wānanga Zoom with our whānau that weren't able to participate in the face-to-face hui. So there's a couple of ways that you can contribute if you would like to. And welcome any perspectives of whānau or professionals in this space.
Tēnā koe, Jessica. It's been a pleasure having a kōrero with you. And he's the most well-behaved tamaiti ever in the background of an interview on Irirangi Wātea. Mauri ora kia koe e te tuine. Ki kaha, kaora kia koe. Thank you, Jessica.
Tēnā koe.
Jessica Hita, lovely. I hope you enjoyed that kōrero. It's 8:49.